Hello, and welcome to episode one of Field Notes with Chris. I'm so glad you're here. And before we talk about anything human design related, inner decision making related, or any of the things I enjoy speaking about and why I'm creating this space, I'd like to tell you about the kind of place I hope this eventually becomes. When I picture this podcast, I don't imagine a polished studio or everything perfectly arranged. I imagine it kind of like a workshop. Not a workshop with loud noises, but a thought-provoking workshop. Something that, a space that has a long wooden workbench, perhaps. A notebook lying around, open with half-finished thoughts scribbled in the margins, a few tools scattered across a table, projects sitting quietly in various stages of completion. Something taken apart because I'm trying to understand how it works before putting it back together. That sort of image feels important to me because I don't think understanding ourselves is about finding the perfect answer. I think it's much closer to careful observation. Looking closely, asking better questions, taking apart ideas we've inherited to see whether they still belong to us or not. That's the atmosphere I want to create here. That's the kind of vibe I want to create. Thought-provoking, creative, low noise, maybe a little bit messy. And not because life is quiet, but because our attention rarely is. There are already enough voices in the world telling us what to believe, how to improve ourselves, how to optimize our day, our lives, how to become someone we're not, yada, yada, yada. This isn't the kind of place or space that I want to create. This is a space with a slower conversation, a place where ideas are examined instead of defended, where questions are often more valuable than conclusions, where we're allowed to sit with uncertainty long enough for something genuine to become visible. If you've spent any time with my work, you'll know that human design is an important part of it, not because I think it's another system to memorize, but because it gave me a practical language for understanding something I'd been searching for most of my adult life. For example, how do we make decisions we can actually trust? Before discovering human design, I spent literal years working in engineering, maintenance, reliability, even health and safety. My world was filled with systems and failure modes and inspections and investigations and trying to understand why things worked or why they didn't work. What surprised me was realizing that the same curiosity eventually followed me into really understanding people and understanding myself. Not because people are machines, we're definitely not, but because both invite the same question. How does this system naturally operate when it's not fighting itself? That question has led me into human design and into other areas of interest that I really resonate with, like Taoism, different types of philosophy, mythology, consciousness, even into music. And my favorite, long walks, where one where I tend to question, I tend to question how I perceive myself. I've come to realize that these aren't separate interests. They're different languages describing the same landscape. Engineering taught me to appreciate mechanics. Taoism taught me to appreciate flow. Human design gave me a framework for observing the mechanics of flow within a human life. Somewhere in the meeting of those ideas, I began to find my own voice. That's what field notes are. They're not lectures, they're not polished answers, they're literal observations and experiences from myself, who's trying to pay closer attention to myself. Sometimes we'll talk about strategy and inner authority, maybe some other human design language, and I will definitely explain those as it goes on for the listeners who are not adept with the system. Sometimes I'll talk about pressure. Sometimes I'll talk about reliability. Sometimes a passage from the Tao Te Ching might pop out of my mouth. Sometimes a conversation or a piece of music or an ordinary moment that revealed something I really hadn't noticed before. What matters is not the topic. What matters is the practice of seeing more clearly. If there's one hope I have for this podcast, it's not that you'll adopt my way of thinking. It's that you'll become more curious about your own experience. That you'll notice the moments when pressure disguises itself as clarity or inner authority. The moments when your mind rushes to explain something your body already knows. The moments when life quietly invites you to trust yourself a little more than you did yesterday. So consider this your invitation. Pull up a chair. The coffee's probably gone cold. There's a notebook on the bench. Few projects are still waiting to be understood. We'll take them apart together. Not to fix them, not to fix ourselves, but to understand them and understand ourselves a little more honestly. So, welcome to the workshop. Welcome to the field notes. I'm Chris, and let's begin.